John. Hi, John. Are you on still with us?
Yes, I'm still here.
Thank you for all your patience, sir.
Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate that.
So what's on your mind, sir? What's on your mind?
I have a friend that's been diagnosed with lupus, and she's only 34, and I feel like it's really taking effect on her, and I was just wondering what you suggest, or if there's any kind of cure or anything she can do. What's your best advice?
Okay, sir.
For someone in her case.
There's an Australian doctor. He's no longer with us, but his name was Christopher Redding. And the reason to mention that is there's a recent book published about Dr. Redding. You could go online, somebody could, and put in a Dr. Redding book, R-E-A-D-I-N-G. And we actually visited his office, we being Holly and myself. We were in New Zealand. They asked me to come talk because they thought I knew something, so I went over there to talk. But we made a beeline for his office because he had a reputation of curing lupus, and we wanted to know what he was doing. Well, he was using no drugs, no patent medicines, no nothing. He had on the wall of his office a list of over 30 people who'd come in with lupus, and he put up the results of their blood tests that proved they had lupus. It was all on the wall with their permission now. And they'd all been cured. And what had he done? Oh, my goodness. He checked everybody for food allergies, because apparently everybody with lupus has got some food allergies that are starting to trigger it. And number two, he gave high doses of intravenous nutrients, and 30 out of 30 got better, sir, from lupus. Now, that's one approach, and we took it home, went to Tahoma Clinic and adopted it. Thank you, Dr. Redding. And it certainly does work, but things get better than that, sir. And that is that, as you know, I kind of read a lot of medical journal stuff. My wife is very patient and puts up with it. And I found a couple of older papers, and this is well after we visited Dr. Redding, that showed that there were two things that a woman's body makes a whole bunch of when she's pregnant that reverse autoimmunity, sir. And this is why there are so many women, when they get pregnant, their autoimmunity temporarily fades. And lupus is autoimmune, as you know. And then after the pregnancy is over, here it comes back again. And that's well known even in the regular medical community. Well, what these papers found is that the estrogen that's produced in enormous quantities during pregnancy, called estriol, is anti-autoimmune. And the stuff made by the placenta called HCG, which now is the only thing that many people know about it, is, oh, yes, it's used for some weight loss programs. Oh, no, HCG is also anti-autoimmune, and the research papers show that. So if this is a woman, we check her just to see now, in addition to Dr. Redding's stuff, we check her, hey, what's your levels of estriol? Because many women with autoimmunity, their estriol is low, and that does not mean they have to take it, because there are things that actually help a person's own body to make more estriol, as she's female, of course, and not so much of the other two estrogens, which actually work in favor of autoimmunity. Okay, so we can use estriol for ladies. And HCG, my goodness, that stuff is so safe. We all took a bath in it when we were inside a mom. And very large doses have been given to research volunteers, and they just sit there and look at you. Nothing bad about it. So there's a lot of things can be done about lupus, sir, but we got to be working with a doctor who's skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. And I hate to say this because because it sounds like I'm trying to advertise our clinic, but the docs at our clinic all know about this. We've all gone over at meetings, and not everybody in the natural medicine community has read Dr. Redding's work, nor have they read this stuff about those two, let's call them pregnancy hormones, being anti-autoimmune. So yes, there's a lot that can be done, and lupus, most of the time, can be cleared.
Okay, and you said Dr. Redding, that's R-A-D-I-N-G?
Nope, R-E-A-D-I-N-G. Christopher Redding. If you'd hold on for just a second, sir. Yeah, hold on for just a second. I'm going to see if I can grab his book off the shelf, okay? So I can give you the exact details.
Okay.
Oh, okay, okay. Yes, it's Christopher and then R-E-A-D-I-N-G. I did get it right.
R-A-D-I-N-G.
Now, this is a book not by him, but it's about him, and it just came out. Somebody just kindly shipped me a copy.
So you're saying in this book she can find out what she needs to cure her lupus?
No, I'm not, sir. I'm saying that you will find my description of what Dr. Redding did. They asked me to write a brief description of my visit with Holly, of course, to Dr. Redding's office. They asked me to write that for the book, and so I did. And so she can find that part in there. But the part about the HCG and the estriol, no. That stuff that we, being myself and our researcher at Tahoma Clinic, dug out of the medical literature, and we just put it to use at Tahoma Clinic.
No, okay. So can she go to you guys' clinic and find someone to help her?
You bet, sir. And if our doctors ever have any difficulty with cases, they bring them up at our weekly case meeting, and we just cover the whole thing. So, yes, she can work with any of the Tahoma Clinic physicians, and she should get somewhere.
And is there a number, or how does she find this place?
Okay, it's 206-812-9988. 206-812-9988.
Okay, and one more question. Last week you talked about some medicine to cure kidney infection or something, I think, and from Japan, I believe it was, and I didn't quite catch what that was called.
Well, you're not talking about bladder infections now. You're talking about the kidney?
Yes, the kidney.
Okay. I think what I was talking about there, sir, is when people have kidney failure, it wasn't so much infection. And okay. The research done in Japan had people swallow a teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda mixed in water every night, and the progression of the kidney failure significantly slowed down. And since I read that research, I've had people apply it. It's so simple, it doesn't hurt anything. And nearly everybody says, sure enough, it didn't cure me, but at least I'm not declining as rapidly, my doctor says.
Okay, teaspoon of...
bicarbonate of soda, otherwise known as baking soda. It's all it takes, and it's real research, and it does work, sir.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Okay, and by the way, at Tahoma, she might check in with Dr. Moricall. She's real interested in autoimmune. M-O-R-I-C-A-L.
M-O-R...
I-C-A-L.
I-C-A-L.
Mm-hmm.
And she took her up on where?
Oh, she's at Tahoma Clinic, and I say she's real interested in autoimmune, so that'd be a good spot. Okay? All right, sir. Thank you for calling.